Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I have to come in here today and share with everybody that it was one of the tougher days to actually kind of think about what I was going to do today because of what happened yesterday. Our prime directive is that we keep it light and we try to be as entertaining as we can. And sometimes, I got to be honest with you, that just is not possible. And this is one of those days. I measure it by my little routine here in the morning, which is get up early before everybody else in the house gets up. And I start doing show prep and I start writing down funny little things that happen or things that are we're going to discuss and we're going to do that. And rare is the morning that I am not able to turn on my television because I have a four-year-old running around. This is one of those mornings that we had. Last night, I think I probably put one of the more cuss-filled posts up on Facebook that I ever have in my life because I was just hurting. And
the word that I thought, I said, wow, he's emotional about this one. I mean, you really, it was showing, and it was heartfelt.
It just was I don't necessarily think it's because I live down here. Parkland, where the mass shooting, 17 wonderful children murdered, gunned down again. I forget how many we've had. And it's right across the state, about an hour and 50 minutes from, you could actually draw a straight line from, like Estero, where I live, all the way to Parkland, and it's north of Fort, little north of Fort Lauderdale, about an hour and 50 minutes away. This area down here, South Florida, is just it's a mess right now. Everybody's a mess. It's just kind of a strange day. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do until I opened the microphones today. I'm not sure.
I'm happy you're speaking from your heart. I'm happy that I saw that post yesterday. I said, wow. Like, this is the mic I know. This is what the show is all about. A lot of people needed to vent. I'd also would be happy if you fix your background because it just seems that you're not on your A game, and that's why. You know, there's a lot going on.
Probably. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. So if you live in a hole or you're in the sand or God forbid, the scariest thing of all, if you get your information from this podcast, if this is the first, taste of media you're getting, I say my deepest sympathies,
it's like the college kids that get their news from the Daily Show. It's just not adequate.
We got two fathers and we got probably a soon to be father. I think he's going to be a dad sooner than later. Oscar Santana, when he gets done with the muscle relaxer.
Really not with Shannon.
No, the muscle relaxers might be the reason he becomes a father. He let his A game down.
Another horrible school shooting yesterday. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, Parkland, Florida, right down here in South Florida where I live. And 17 people were killed. When you get I don't know if you're like me, when Carla gets so many push notifications that she lets me know sometimes before anybody what's going on with the news. And then we play that wonderful waiting game where you're saying, okay, is it going to be significant or is it not? And more often than not, it seems lately that it's just insane. And it's insane because of the capability that these maniacs have to take so many people out. Parkland is in southeast Florida. It's about half an hour north of Lauderdale. This makes it, here we go, one of the 10 deadliest mass shootings in U.S. history. Fourth deadliest school shooting. Fourth deadliest school shooting. Get it around your head for a second.
That they actually have to have that statistic.
Fourth deadliest school shooting. By the way, if you wanna know about this, because we've become desensitized to it, this is not anywhere in the world that this happens.
No, it's here.
This is us,
uniquely American, right?
Is where you have a sentence like that. Fourth deadliest school shooting. It is also already, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The 18th school shooting in America in 2018.
Whoa.
This year, it's February. It's the second month It's already the 18th school shooting. I mean, look, I don't know what the breaking tipping point is with all of this, but there's a guy, I forgot, is it Steve Kerr? Is he the coach of the Golden State Warriors?
Yes, that sounds right.
Yes, he is.
He sometimes you get somebody who just says something logically. If you're just like, what can we do? It's never going to show. No, it's very simple what you do. It's very simple. This is it. It's the only way we can do it. You got to work with, you got to vote with your feet. You got to get to the polling places.
Yeah.
You have to get the guys out that you just put people in that want to prioritize protecting children. Don't care who it is. You have to prioritize people. It can no longer be, if you haven't noticed, it happened after Las Vegas. Nothing is done. They've done it in other countries successfully. Do not let the talking points that are coming from one side of this issue sway you. This is not political on any level. This is very simply a maniac, a kid. Was he mentally ill? Of course. How could you not be mentally ill and do that? Was he targeted? Did they say, hey, watch out for this guy? Yes, they did that. Were the teachers even warned about this guy? Yes, they were. But what does it come down to? What it comes down to is in his hands, a 19-year-old's hands, was a device that is designed to destroy human beings.
Mm.
Period. Nothing else. You can't put anything else on it. This is a machine that is constructed to maximize the loss of life. And this guy got it, bought it legally. A 19-year-old with mental problems legally goes in and buys something that he can mow down 17 students. And he had, I think, a gas mask and smoke bombs. It was just like the movies. You stupid bastards. We just watch this crap all the time, and there we go. And I am not shutting up ever about this. My prime directive on this show is going to be to entertain. When it comes to children being killed, no dice. Bets off. You want to change things, you get your first opportunity in November of 2018. Get them out. Real simple.
Name.
Real simple.
Vote, people.
I'd love to do that. If I had the time, I could probably go through the list.
Dan O'Brien, name names.
Yeah, Dan, get on it.
Of just
well done, Dan. Thank you.
Dan, how about this? How about this for today? Go and look. Who receives the most money from the National Rifle Association?
Yes. Yeah.
I will look that up right now.
Thank you.
Look it up right now. We'll just get one name. That's all. We're not going to go through all because, by the way, there are tons of them. Democrats, Republicans, perhaps independents. I'm not sure about that one. But the fact is,
who's at the top of the heap?
This is how, and if you're having trouble, if you're trying to make this into a talking point game, like so many of these guys that I blocked last night.
That's what they do.
By the way, Mike, and it just immediately, you're so beautifully conditioned by this lobbying arm of the National Rifle that you have your talking points ready because you're so brainwashed that you're not able to even do one thing. I would ask you to, this is it. Pretend, have a little pretend moment. Pretend that you are a parent and you are sitting outside this high school and you don't know yet whether your son or daughter has been shot to death by a maniac. And I get back to it. It is not even 18 school shootings in 2018, this year, in less than 2 months. We can't do it. This is no longer a situation where we sit quietly by. This is my number one issue now. I don't care about anything else. This is it. If you do anything else, I don't care what it is. You have to stop this. And you do it by the only way you do it, or start to do it, is to get this crap out of the easy access to this. If you save one kid because of this, it's worth billions of dollars.
Yes.
To me.
Yeah.
One kid. I cannot watch the media down here because we get it. If you think you're getting it nationally on the networks, you should see it down here.
Oh, you gotta get, you're getting it tenfold. Tenfold. Got to be tenfold.
Are we going to push back Heart Health February?
What?
How is he okay?
I think so.
I just know for the calendar, you know, in general.
I'm worried about our boy.
No,
I'm worried.
I think
about
we've gotten
boy.
Some of the best.
No, I mean,
radio
you're there. You there. You tell me. You tell me. Is he okay?
Today he came in and Pony helped me here. I think he was more ambulatory today.
Yeah, very excited.
Yeah, very happy to be
motivated.
Here. He was
his
actually
tongue is not working.
Well, we didn't really
engage
him.
Actually, you know, yeah. he, I know the joke.
It just
that he's
wasn't delivered.
To do.
It just wasn't delivered correctly.
That's right. Yeah, maybe next time try USPS for better delivery.
In there, it's one syllable words, I think, okay. will be
here, here,
you know,
dilly, so, dilly.
Are we going to push back?
Heart health for you,
heart health memory.
So anyway, it's just,
yeah, it's tough. It really, I mean,
we did a whole show. Don and I did a whole show when the space shuttle blew up.
Right.
This is 1,000 times worse than that.
I agree.
They
I
were
agree.
About four human beings that knew what they were
but
in
you don't
for
even
when
need
they
to,
signed up
you
for.
You don't even need to put it into a
no, but I'm just
numbers.
Thinking about, I'm thinking radio. I'm thinking of coming in and doing this. And
I know.
Saying, I'm sitting on the couch, and my son woke up and was whining because he didn't understand why there was a longer rollerblade than one. I said, it's got a little rubber brake on it. And he was upset about that. Kids vibe off the whole mood.
Oh, I agree.
And so yeah. I was calming him down, and then I calmed him down, and I'm sitting on my couch, and I'm looking out the window, and I'm staring into space, and I have not... This is something I would give anything not to have this particular... I think I got it from my mom, this particular little chip that I have.
An empathy chip?
The chip is this way. Everybody knows I'm bombastic, I'm loud, I can be argumentative, and I can be tough. I have a chip in me that if I walk into a restaurant and I see somebody eating alone, I will empathize with them. I will look at them and I will kind of say, oh, that's such a bummer. It sucks. If you have that empathy chip,
yeah.
It sucks.
And there's no the way to disable it.
The other thing that happens is Carla and I are going out for Valentine's Day. And I couldn't, as soon as she told me this, I started to think about it, and then it continued, and then it continued. I couldn't get out of my head. And the way I process it immediately, I cannot get out of my mind the fact, and not that the kids that were dead, the parents that were sitting there not knowing, and by God, it was late last night
yeah.
that some of these parents
I
still
canceled
didn't know.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
the entire holiday, or just for you?
No, just Shannon was here with me. I said, look, we can't go out. Like, it's going to feel weird pretending like this isn't happening.
Yeah,
you know,
Robert. Right now, he is 15 and at the absolute pinnacle of being a teenage ass, and it is bipolar craziness, and it's like you peek around corners because you don't know what you're going to get with him because
you want to hug him in the morning. I bet.
So, but though this last night, I came up about dinner time, and he's standing in the kitchen, staring in the pantry like it's going to magically be something better that he wants, and I say, "Come here, son, give your dad a hug." Why? Said, just give me a hug, please.
Yeah.
And he said, why are we doing this? I said, I just need it tonight. And
you
know what?
Did he get it at all?
Nobody put up with it, so I'll take it as a win.
All right. Yeah.
But
I mean, you do what you can.
It's
you know?
Just, it's.
Can you run for office, Mike?
No, I'm not going to run for office. I'll continue to do what I got to be more active. I'm not sure.
My doctor tells me the same thing.
Here's the one thing I think. This is the one thing I do believe. I really, really. You never know. Everything has a tipping point.
Yeah.
Everything has a tipping point.
Well,
it is.
If Sandy Hook wasn't, what's this going to do?
Yeah.
That's you know what? I'm not going to go there anymore.
You said
with Las Vegas, I kind of was like, okay, business as usual. We'll get back to it. I think that the guy from the Golden State Warriors could not have said it more clearly. You got to get the, you have to elect people that prioritize protecting us. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. This is not, you listen. You may, you can sit there all day long and put this on the debate level.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore. It can't be done. What you do is, it's quite simple. Hey, I'm really glad that you have that political argument about guns. I'm really glad you're enthusiastic about things that are designed to kill other human beings. I'm really, really glad. But it's not appropriate in a civilized society when we have 18 school shootings in 2 months of the year. 18. It's no longer
that's like every other school day. Seriously, since the beginning of the year.
What if we were giving driver's licenses to people and we had an epidemic of people running into other people, head-on collisions?
We would stop giving out licenses.
Of course, we would stop giving out driver's licenses.
Make no mistake that there are people that get paid millions of dollars to craft a message to confuse
you. Push.
This is not push. This is
is the word. You're right.
In the past I have said, by the way, if you like to do this,
No.
You want to put the label on me? Put the label on me. Hey, if they do this, they'll take all our guns. Yep. Okay. Fine. What do you need them for anyway? Don't need them. Never did. Never can.
We have to come up with a slogan for the show then.
I was thinking about you. You were mentioning slogan.
Yeah.
Take them.
No guns, then something else. Like,
like lives are more important than guns.
Yes.
Lives more than guns.
Or like guns, more buns.
No guns, more
no
buns.
No guns, more
I like
fun.
That a lot.
No guns, more buns.
Mm.
Did you find the senator yet or the congressman that's numero uno? Probably from Texas.
You'd be surprised. It's from Ohio.
Ohio.
This representative has been in office for at least 20 years. And the Times does a good job of displaying the amount of donations over this long period of time.
Okay, how much?
Over $100,000, Mike.
$100,000 from the NRA. What's the name of the wonderful human being?
It is Representative Stephen J. Chabot from Ohio's 1st District.
I know that won't influence him, though, because that would be unethical. If a donation would influence the way he
voted. Doesn't Rob have dinner with the Chabots?
No, that's the Chubbocks.
Oh.
Yes, thank you, though.
You know, when I think, get serious one more time about this, when I think in terms of, this is an AR-15.
Right.
You know that this kid wasn't necessarily trained. Right. So imagine this. It doesn't require scary skill.
No.
With something like this. So you can be a Yahoo. I mean, I remember back in the day, it was called the Texas School Book Depository. It was the Tower.
The
Kennedy Assassination.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about the
Tower
Kennedy.
Down in Texas. They talk about it in Full Metal Jacket.
On the
where
campus.
He was a trained military sniper that took people out with like a single shot. Right. This is anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Anyone can use this to commit mass murder. And I just, I don't know. I don't know where to begin.
No,
I don't know where to end with
more guns.
It. How about just,
no guns, more buns.
Let's get radical. We get radical. And all I can tell you is that when I listen to this guy for the Golden State Warriors, the head coach, I'm just saying, yeah, just get people in that are going to protect. I don't care. I don't care about it. I don't care about your Second Amendment. I don't. I don't care anymore. I am looking at dead bodies of children. I don't care. Too many bodies.
Yeah.
Too many. You say, well, we have the. No, you had it. It's a right. It's a privilege, right? You know what? You blew it. You blew it. You blew it because, you know, I think really that if you had gone back and you'd looked at responsible ways that, by the way, when the founding fathers said, you know, you need a musket so the British can't invade us. If you'd looked at even moderate ways of protecting Hunter, I think it's got to go the other way a little bit. You got to say, well, that's going to happen. No. The military of the United States government, if they wanted to subject its people, they've got bigger things than handguns and AR-15s. Okay, they can come in and you're not going to protect yourself. You can watch Red Dawn all you want.
The
you can
original,
watch the movies,
not
the
new one.
Yes,
the original one. It's not going to happen. So
we just did a beautiful experiment here, Mike. I want everyone over the age of 18 to listen. Do you hear how long it took Dan O'Brien to find out who had their hands dirty with NRA money? It took no time at all. All we need you to do is get on your phone, figure out which representative in your district, in your state, represents the way you feel. And then go out and vote.
Oh, and
please
vote.
Please.
And buy the bonus show when you're done.
That's right. You can do that on your phone.
By the way, the people that are going to argue on the other side of this, there are very few points they're going to make that are arguable. They're going to say,
can't fight at this.
Hunters, people with training, responsible. The vast majority, of course.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It does not matter because the one that's not responsible. Did this.
It only takes one.
Is capable of doing this. So you have to You have to sacrifice. There's a word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Gun lovers who are hating me right now, who are hating what I'm saying right now, it is your responsibility to make the sacrifice, to go along with this. Because the fact is, too many people in America, more than any other country, are dying because of this crap. And mm-hmm. it is, it's just astonishing that not only does this happen in places like Las Vegas, but when it happens at schools again, they never had a chance. They're not going to have a life. Their parents' lives are...
Teachers' lives are lost.
Lives, the teacher, and then him, we had the hero story where the assistant coach threw himself in. And there it is, because he's gone now, because he's a better person than we all are. He didn't need to be.
No.
He didn't need to. That didn't need to happen. I didn't like all the F words. There was a guy that called me out on my use of the F word. I was incapable of expressing myself other than using childlike F words because that's how upset I was about this.
But, my brother called me yesterday around 7:30 and he was bummed out. We're both watching the
news, course.
Right? And he's got his first child. And he said, I don't know how to comprehend this. And he, for some reason, because I've shot a firearm or gone to a firing range, thinks that I know more about guns than most people do. I don't. I just was educated about them.
Yeah, I said, you work with a guy that loves guns.
Yeah, I said, look, man, I feel the same way you do, that there should be better checks and balances for someone that wants to get a firearm. And
this is common sense stuff. This is not.
Yeah, this debatable. Is not hard. It's not.
But
hard.
It's not debatable either. It's not. I'm not doing it anymore. I don't debate it.
Yeah.
I can't. You can't do it. It can't. You can't make it an intellectual argument. It's an emotional argument for me now. It's purely emotional. And by the way, it's purely emotional. Well, you're not going to change. I don't care. We're going to try. You're not going to change. Yeah. Well, we're going to try because it can't continue like this. And by the way, take a look at the rest of the civilized world. Look at the rest of the Western world and see how this goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is only us. This is only us. And what is the common denominator? The common denominator is the insane love affair based on our popular culture that we have in this country with firearms. It's sickness. It's sickness for all of you that own them, that shoot them. Imagine, if you will, when you're shooting at a target or a duck or you're hunting, put your hand up to it and pull the trigger. How would it feel? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have to look at it that way. These are devices that are made to kill people.
It's called an assault rifle.
Yes.
Assault.
I mean, I just can't go on anymore. I couldn't come in here in good conscience and just say, oh, you know what? Well, nothing will happen.
It's
we'll
not the new norm. We can never let it be
the norm, ever.
And if we can get Mac a job, we can stop this.
Of course.
Get Mac a job. Get Mac a job. You know what sucks? We're going to get done to him. By the way, we'll talk more about this.
We'll get to the fun.
On political persuasions. And so I will table it here. And I do have a funny story about last night where this place we went to, and we'll get on with that. That's the job. But I couldn't come in here in good conscience and not say, after this show is over, I'm probably going to allow myself to turn the news on and get an update on this down here, because we're even though we're on the left side of the state, we're on the Gulf Coast, and this happened over on the other side. That's all we're getting right now.
Yeah.
And I just will. It's going to be a long day for me. I will just be. I'm not going to ignore this. I'm going to pay attention to it and keep the pedal to the metal. And this is one of the biggest gun toting states.
We're here for you,
Mike. Yeah, this is one of the biggest gun toting states in the union. I mean,
sure.
We are. This is where, this was 60 Minutes the other night talking about the push to conceal carry. And you're going to hear if someone had had a gun. No, it never happens, guys. Doesn't happen.
someone doesn't have a gun and go in there. Well, maybe if they had, yes, if everybody was armed, no, nothing, you know, it would be absolutely
no.
You look at, just break out statistics on this stuff. Okay. The bottom line is, if you have something like this for home protection, you are more likely to do some harm to somebody that's close to you, or there's going to be an accident, and that's what it's all about. Okay, there's your protection thing. Yes,
I would like to hear, not necessarily on this program, but on maybe offline, if there's training for students in class when there is an active shooter.
I would say there was probably they got them out, and they drill for this.
So
there was training, and the fact is, this maniac was cagey enough to figure out a way around that.
He knew the school too.
Fire alarm.
Smoke
bombs.
Yeah.
And by the way, maniacs will always find a way. Here's the thing that I would ask yourself.
Scary.
And if you're going to start with something, and I'd love to start with everything, just to get everything off the table. But those machines, those AR-15s, they're designed to inflict maximum casualties. And there was a time not too long ago where you couldn't get them. You couldn't get them. You shouldn't be able to get them. Nobody needs one. Nobody needs one unless you're going over to Afghanistan to fight in the war. That's when you need them. You don't need one. And we just, and all these guys, I've lived next door to them. I have been around them. And it's just like a guy that gets a vasectomy. They want to brag about what they own.
Rob, yeah.
I don't know where the inadequacy comes from. I don't know.
Oh, Mike, trust me. It's adequate.
No, I'm talking about when you have to. I remember being next door in Haymarket, Virginia, to a guy that talked about how he had an AK-47 in a secret compartment in his wall that he could assemble at the drop of a hat. And I'm like, and I said to myself, "Well, good for you."
This isn't a talking point. There is a big difference, and again, I'm for gun control.
Okay. I'm
just stating this. A kid who's 18, 19, 21 has some sort of mental issues, is able to get a weapon. They've been red flagged. All that stuff should not happen in this country. But if somebody just wants to collect weapons and they're of age and they are of normal mental state, I mean, that in my eyes, at least, I'm like, I'm fine with that.
I'm not. And that's where we will disagree on that. Mm-hmm. I am not. And I'm not, because the people that do what you say.
Yes.
The overwhelmingly will not be the people that are causing trouble. It doesn't matter. I think you got to pull back on this stuff for a while. And you have to ask yourself, what are you giving up? Giving up not being able to go to the range and pull a few triggers? No. They can have them at the range. You sign them out at the range and shoot at the range.
You can't do that, yeah.
You're not going to be able to go look at it and go, feel that cold steel.
Right.
A sacrifice for the greater good is what you're looking for.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Make the sacrifice for the greater good. I don't for one second disagree with you when I say the people that do what you say are not going to pose a threat to anybody. 1,000% I agree. Doesn't matter. This is the story I'm talking about today. This is 17 kids with brains and intestines
and
blood and bleeding out and gasping for breath and hands shaking when the teacher comes in. This, you give up your, because why? Why do you have so many? Why do you need them? You don't. It's not going to do anybody any good except the fact that you have something. It's like having a car in your garage. If you had to sacrifice that so other people would live for a while. And people are saying, oh, that's right. Oh, screw you, Mike. Yeah. I don't care anymore. I don't care about you, gun owner. I don't care about you at all. I care about preventing
the kids,
teenagers from having their stomachs blown out of their bodies. That's what I care about right now, and I will for the foreseeable future. I care about that. I care about children. I care about murder. I care about families' lives. I don't care about gun owners or the Second Amendment at all. And by the way, there is a massive PR machine behind that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
because the fact is there are a lot of people that have consumed the Kool-Aid for years and are shooters and collectors and all. Screw it. If one child will not get a high-powered round traveling through their neck and blowing out their throat and making them die in a pile of their own blood, take it away.
Yeah.
We had the privilege. We blew it. We got too happy because we're Americans. We want more and more and more and more. We don't want one for family protection. We don't want that. No, we want 130 of them. We want them in our walls. We want them. We want to go to big convention halls at the Chantilly Expo Center.
Dulles
and put
Expo
out
Center.
Tables
Dulles Expo
where
Center.
Dulles have, screw it. And no background you can have the big, the big piles
free
of
popcorn.
Guns on the table.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm done. And vote out. Look, you agree with me? Fine. You don't? Fine. I'm cool with that. I'll start being funny in a minute here. But the fact is, if you feel the way I do, pay attention, go to vote, find out the people that are shills for this big money-making enterprise
Make lists.
And get them the F out so you can put vote people in there that want to protect your children. End of story. They've done it in other countries, people.
Yeah, it works.
Well, that's a small, that's the argument. That's a smaller country than the United States. They want my gun because my unit's so small. Anyway, I'm done. I said my piece. I will be with these families today.
We all will, Mike.
Thinking about them.
Except for Dan O'Brien.
No.
Oh, God.
Who needs
an AR-15, man? Who needs an AR-15?
It's a murder machine.
That's all it is.
Unreal. So I am so sorry to have to come in. And
no bummer. This
needs to be said.
This is why the show is here. You are saying what a lot of people are feeling right now.
It's real. It's very real. It's
and
genuine.
Oscar, I know this puts you in a difficult situation. You handled it with a lot of grace and a lot of class. And Oscar Santana walks a fine line. He knows what it is. He's an objective guy, and I know it's difficult for you, and I appreciate you hanging in there with me because I know that Oscar lives in two worlds a lot, and the fact is that it's not his fault. That's the way he does it, and he understands both sides of things, and he comes in and he tolerates this, and I know it's hard for you to do.
Well, no,
I
appreciate that, but I meant what I said, that I respect both sides where there are individuals out there that are enthusiasts and collectors and adults and of sound mind, and then there are people out there that shouldn't even be driving, let alone be able to own an AR-15 or any weapon for that matter.
And I'm just formulating this as I'm talking to you, and I think really when you talk about that other side, Oscar, probably I'm just thinking the word sacrifice comes to mind.
Yeah.
That sometimes
for a greater
good, it's necessary, you know, albeit perhaps permanently, perhaps temporarily, till we get this problem fixed. This is bigger than anything to me. This is bigger than and somebody said, I guess we talked about it before the show, if nothing happened with Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are we doing better about not telling the public and essentially these evil creatures, their names, and using their faces? Because I feel like yesterday as
you
I was
mean
watching
the shooter
glamorizing the shooter,
are we doing better?
No, the media, I think the media is still in its frenzy zone. There is a different tone to this, Rob. I don't know whether you noticed it. It seems maybe there's a slight, maybe it's because I'm down here in South Florida,
there is a more
of the nature of this state and how gun crazy there's a huge sportsman culture down
the
here.
Tone up here is sure. No face for us at least face no name.
But I was on Channel 5 this morning when they released his booking photo, and boy, they put it up fast.
Yeah,
I mean, and I think the reason they didn't show it yesterday is because they didn't have it yet. And you said a lot of nice things about Oscar, but I want to add to it. He is an extraordinarily objective broadcaster, but today he is an objective broadcaster on muscle relaxers.
There we go. So, and that's a perfect place to start the show. And we'll try to get funny after this, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for allowing me to vent. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I rent a lot of cars, you know, because I go on the road. I rent cars. And when I drive a rental car, I don't know what's going on with it, right?
Rental car.
So a lot of times I drive like for 10 miles with the emergency brake on. That doesn't say a lot for me, but it really doesn't say a lot for the emergency brake. It's really not an emergency brake. It's an emergency make the car smell funny lever. I got into an argument with a girlfriend inside of a tent. That's a bad place for an argument, because then I tried to walk out and slam the flap. How are you supposed to express your anger in this situation? Zipper it up really quick.
I think Pringle's initial intention was to make tennis balls. But on the day that the rubber was supposed to show up, a big truckload of potatoes arrived. And Pringle said, "What the hell? Cut them up." I think a rotisserie is like a really morbid Ferris wheel for chickens. It's a very scary piece of machinery. If you go to the grocery store and you stand in front of the lunch meat section for too long, you start to get pissed off at turkeys. You see like turkey ham, turkey pastrami, turkey bologna. Someone needs to tell the turkeys, man, just be yourself.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Sleep Number. Woo! You heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how great I sleep. Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed, but you thought you couldn't afford one. But listen to this. Can you really afford another restless night's sleep? Here's some really great news. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on their Ultimate Limited Edition bed. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. Their newest beds are so smart.
I'm smart.
They actually sense your every move and automatically adjust so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Plus, there's an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? I don't think so. My Sleep Number setting's an 85. Carla's is a 65. By the way, that Sleep Number setting that I had for years and years,
yeah.
I it hangs in there.
Okay, well, it's what
it
you love.
It doesn't get any
it's what
less,
makes it better
less
for
firm.
Yeah.
Carla's is a 65. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress. They last twice as long, and 9 out of 10 owners recommend them. Come in during their Ultimate Sleep Number event and save 50% on an Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Plus, queen mattresses start at only $699.99. Sleep Number now has over 550 stores nationwide, and the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, and we thank you.
Yeah.
Mike, I sent you a quick text, if you don't mind.
Okay, I am going to open it up.
Share it with,
right
share it with the world.
Oh, this will be exciting.
Yes, I think it's really worth it.
Yes.
Okay.
This is your narrow casting. I was not included in this text.
So it's a kid flipping over a bench, and he hits his back on the back.
Yes,
of the,
yeah, but there's a message beforehand.
May I eat my bagel? It will help metabolize the painkiller. Yes, you may.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Oscar. Oscar is loop de loop today.
Yeah.
Do whatever you can, pal. Absolutely.
Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing told him not to take that on an empty stomach.
Oscar's killing me. He just put it like a he put a gif in there just because
to soften
he puts
it.
Gifs
in.
Oh my God. Anyway, so last night, my wife woke up yesterday morning so excited about what I think is the most cost-effective way of going out for Valentine's Day, and we were going to Buffalo Chips Wing Place.
Now,
and
is that
it's
really
a Buffalo
the name
bar.
Of
it's
it?
The one I took to, it's called Buffalo Chips.
That's
yes.
gross.
It is. Well, but it's funny. It's a cute
it's
little name.
I mean, you're naming it after manure.
It's yeah. well known down here, and the fact is we were off to it, and it was spectacular. They and I took Jimmy there, by the way, and Jimmy loved the wings there because Jimmy said they're and it was off the vegan thing for Valentine's Day. Carla woke up thinking about this joint and was
vegan
almost in a
fright.
She was in such a frenzy driving to this place that she couldn't even park the car straight.
She said, loves wings. She really, really does.
That's her hot wings are her favorite thing. She loves it more than anything. Now,
because of perhaps the circumstances and because I was just kind of in a crappy mood, which I was, on the way there, I said, you remember a couple of years ago, the last time we were at this joint? Do you remember the Shell No Pest trip that we had there with all the people at that bar? Do you remember the people, the guy that came over to us and he knew everything about everything? And Carla said, will you stop being so negative? I'd like to enjoy our brief time here. Will you stop being so negative?
Yeah.
We get to the bar.
Mike, don't be negative.
She orders her wings. I get myself a nice cold beer. We sit down. It was 10 minutes later that a guy came over, and it was just like it wasn't the same guy.
But it might have been.
Let me see if you've been to enough bars where I can pass it along this way.
Okay.
Have you, and I owned a bar, and there were people like this. In the bar environment, quite often, especially like a daytime experience, when you're there like in the, anytime after, say, lunchtime through the evening.
Right.
People sometimes at these bars, you get the person that I like to say has been there, done everything.
Yeah.
And they can be, sometimes they can be a little braggadocious and, that's tolerable. And sometimes it can border on just, okay, if I hear one more experience or person they know or whatever, I'm going to want to go out and get my
car. It's always the guy who's off season from Deadliest Catch.
Yeah.
This was the last time we were there. We sat down with a guy, and the best way I could describe this is I would say, where are you from? We moved from Washington to the Washington, D.C.
So area. He approached you.
This is the last time.
Oh, the last time. Okay.
Not yet. Not last night. But it's like, well, I've been there. And it's just that, and then it goes on. Yeah. And I know the president and I met a senator and then, you know what I mean? And yeah. So the last time we met a guy like this and he had interesting stories to tell, but then when he told one interesting story about, I think being out on a fishing boat, on a boat that was stranded, and it was a harrowing tale and it was interesting. Right. But after that story, which would have been a standalone story. And then he can go on and maybe he asks about your world or something that, okay? It would have been fine. No, after that, there were more unbelievable wild
and they
stories.
Got more and wilder and less
and
believable,
the credibility
right?
just, and by the end of the day, well, that's fantastic. Good luck to your trip to Everest, climbing Mount Everest next week. And I hope your friend that's taking the hot air balloon around the world, enjoys himself. And that's great. And by the way, congratulations on being the world champion. Do you remember Judah Friedlander?
Yes, of course.
Yes,
yes,
yes, yes, yes. And he called himself the world champion. Mm-hmm. And the first time I interviewed Judah Friedlander, he came into the studio and I said, it would be fun to interview him where I won't break character as the interviewer. And he'll come in and I will just say, I'll just start interviewing him like he's the champion of the world at everything.
Right.
And I remember the first question. It was something along the lines of, it must be very difficult being around a lot of other people when you're the champion of the world. And he got a gleam in his eye.
He had so much fun.
He didn't break character. And we did the entire interview like that. And it was one of the most fun experiences I had.
I remember
on the radio.
Driving home listening
to this. It was so great.
I thought you guys had a writer's meeting before the show.
Yeah, it was total ad lib. Yeah. It was so much fun with that. But these people that do it, I think maybe he based that character on bumping into these guys that
almost have
been there.
One-uppers.
Yeah.
So the memory from two times ago was just that this guy told a really interesting story about being like lost at sea that we were both like enthralled with, but then he went on and on and on.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, it was like, well, that lost at sea story was probably BS too.
Of course.
So last night, I'm sitting there at the corner of the bar. We get our little spot, which, down here, we thought it might be crowded, but because it was Valentine's Day and no one was taking their wife to a dive bar.
Right.
We got our little spot at the corner. And within 10 minutes, this guy comes over. And this guy comes over. And it's just like immediately go, so where are you from? And I'm like, okay, I guess we're
deja
starting
vu.
A conversation now. And that went on and on and on. And a lot of the conversation would be, I'd be exchanging a conversation with this guy, and then I'd look over at Carla, and I'd look at Carla like this. and it went on.
Is there, you know, we all have times where, you know, we are butting heads with our spouse, but
right.
the times that you are on a mental one with yeah. them and you can share a glance like that, right. nothing better. That's when you know you're married to the right person.
Well,
you're, I haven't had that time.
No, it'll come maybe. Next time.
I know
maybe.
you're talking about your wonderful bride, Carrie, but I will tell you that you're right to a point. But as Carla enjoyed probably one or two more of the adult beverages.
They turn on you.
Yeah.
No, she came from the ladies' room and then she began to initiate. And I was
not what you need in that situation.
No, see, I was perceiving that that this gentleman was winding down and getting ready to amscray.
She stoked the fire,
And she was just, you know, and almost to the point because you just don't know. And it was a sensitive day, and and she says something along the lines, "Well, why didn't you rescue your friend?" And I'm like,
Yeah, but at that point, she's breaking your balls.
Yeah. By the way, this bar that we went to, I should point out, when we first fell in love with it, there was a sign over the bar that said, "We will not serve anyone who defecates on the pinball machine." So that just remember some rules. That's how you know you're at a classy joint.
I like
that's
when there's ground rules. Is the jukebox off limits too?
Why not Iguana Mia for Valentine's Day?
You know, Oscar, there is such thing as too much of a good thing.
And besides, the gift certificate had not arrived yet.
By the way, at the wing place, it was taco night. I didn't even order a $1.50 taco because, you know what? I've had plenty of Mexican food. Thank you. I'm living the life down here. That's right. Man. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous right here. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
This is in Canada, and I know you hate this rock.
I know. Boo.
But the maple syrup makers of Canada decided, of Quebec, really, decided to control the output like OPEC, but for maple syrup. Can you believe that?
I remember. I saw that.
Someone said, no more, every man for themselves, and they went into the maple syrup reserve in Quebec, and they stole $18 million worth of maple syrup. He actually broke...
Stole fizzy lifting drinks.
He broke into the warehouse.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Just briefly.
Yeah.
Yes. Shannon said, do you think they want you to be at work this week? And I said, if you don't go, you get penalized. You lose either way.
Yeah, it's
true. Tell her you get fined. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Took a shower right before we went out to the Valentine's Day buffalo chip and shaved my face. And then first thing this morning, I shaved my face again. I really didn't need to shave this morning, but I shaved with my Harry's because it's just so good on
the best.
Face!
Harry's is as good for your wallet as it is for your fur, because using Harry's can save you about $100 a year if you're a frequent shaver. That's another reason I love Harry's, and Harry's is so sure of their blades, they're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS. Just pay for shipping. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys
look at that.
Switched to Harry's. Why do you have your Harry's razor here?
Because I got to clean up after the show.
That's right.
He's with a razor?
He came in with a shaving kit today.
Are you going somewhere?
No. I just figured I took a shower. I didn't get to shave this morning because I'm on the pills.
They're portable. Okay. True story. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's.
Because I'm on the pills.
Because they wanted to fix shaving. They bought their own German factory, and they began to sell them at half of drugstore prices.
Yes.
We love Harry's. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. That is a $13 value for free.
I took a shower.
Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Start saving while you're shaving.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm on the pills.
Shan said, why didn't you shave? And I said, well, send me my Harry's. So she ran upstairs and grabbed me my Harry's. And then
she's such a love. Yeah, isn't that wonderful? Yes. That is terrific.
And I figured I'd pop it out, but I did it all wrong.
You could absolutely skip a day with a beard, though. You don't need to shave today.
Yeah, but again, if your wife reminds you that you missed something.
You tell her to mind her P's and Q's.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Jesus.
I was living through Oscar, that's all. Shut up, Carrie. Mind your own business. I'm boss here.
Did you do anything at all for your bride other than that? Put that... What was the Facebook electronic card that you put up that said you'll do?
That was she did for me.
She did that for you. Okay,
and she called me my favorite pet name, Dummy, which I think is cute.
Hey, Dummy.
Hey, Dummy. I did for her the classic Simpsons, I choose you, with a picture of a train.
You two are the incurable romantics.
Mm-hmm. And then I grabbed her ass.
Do you ever have, like, I know, you. What did you say? And what
then,
was that?
Then I grabbed her ass.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
No, not have that.
What is the most romantic thing that you have ever done for your bride? What is the most and it can be a moment, or it can be something you've done, or it can be something she's done. It can be a moment you've shared. I'm giving you a wide berth here, and you're a professional broadcaster.
Yeah.
So I know that even you would be able to pull something.
I think that sometimes just showing up with flowers is very nice, and I will do that.
That sucks.
From ProFlowers.
From ProFlowers.com.
No, and I'm talking about more than that. You mean you're going to, I ask you, I give you that wide a berth, and you come up with flowers?
Well, when there's no reason for them and you just send them.
Can I offer what I think might be the, just a second, Oscar. We'll get to you in a moment. I swear to God. I have to say this, Rob. You know what I think your most romantic moment is with your bride?
What's that?
When you two are making fun of others.
That is
that's when you're closest, when you're doing Schadenfreude, when you're mocking other
people.
That's
something that drew us together. I think one of the more romantic moments is there is a moment when we were on the stage of the State Theater.
Ignore your brother. Is he putting cream cheese on his bagel?
It's butter.
Butter. Okay. Yes.
It helps metabolize the painkiller.
I know. Thank you. I know. This is one for the ages.
The moment before you cut off my ponytail at the State Theater.
Yes.
She came up and actually undid my hair and prepared for that. Although it was slightly ruined by the fact she kissed you at that moment. But she kissed me
like
immediately.
Like a real kiss.
Yes.
On the lips.
You're welcome.
It was on the lips, wasn't it, Pony?
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I was just kidding.
No, it was.
I think I really planned it for her.
But there's a there's a photograph that hangs in our living room of us at that moment. And it's a great moment because you can see that we are truly in love. That's a moment that I always remember. I don't know if it's romantic or just an isolated moment. And it's an emotional moment because we were cutting off my hair to donate to Locks of Love, which was sort of a big deal. So that's a moment that I'll always remember. And it's also because I see it on the wall every day. I think it's a good photo of us.
That's very, very cool. And you know what? You big lug, Oscar. I know you too. I saw the wedding pictures. That was a pretty romantic little wedding that
you
had.
Yes, it was.
That really was. It was.
And so expensive.
Are you kidding me?
But nothing special for you last night?
I actually, we opted out. We had an opportunity to go to Chef Jeff's, I guess that's what it's called, right?
Is that a big joint in Washington?
It's a restaurant.
It's owned by Jeff, right?
Who knows?
I don't know. I've never heard
but,
of it.
we didn't go. I actually know someone there. He said, come on in. I saved you a table. I know it's last minute reservation.
Is it a nice place?
It's a nice place. It's really
fancy
nice place.
Joint?
Yes. He goes, I'll take care of you, everything.
You two like that Jackie Kennedy bar. That,
Martin's Tavern.
Martin's Tavern.
Yeah, yes,
I like
yes.
That
was
hey,
sold
come
out.
Come on into Martin's Tavern.
I don't think I've
not
ever.
Dean Martin.
Oh, okay.
So, it's where Jackie and JFK got engaged.
When I was in love.
And where JFK boned three waitresses.
There is a back room.
Yeah, there is. That's what he said.
Where Lyndon Johnson used to have his staff meetings.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
Lyndon Johnson loved exposing himself. Did you know that?
A different kind of staff.
Yeah, it was a way of he would exert power by showing himself.
I know I heard he liked porn.
Yeah, and he would also take meetings on the toilet.
Yeah. Yep. That's
great
true.
Man.
Right.
The most romantic thing I ever did for Shannon when I was in love and I was courting her, right? Yeah. Was she was moving from one condo to another in Scottsdale, Arizona. Yes. And we had been talking about it for some time. And she said to me that her little brother, who was 20 and at ASU, had canceled with her friends to help move. Right?
Oh, that sucks.
I heard it the day before. The day before that she, it was just gonna be her and one of her girlfriends moving a condo.
That's tough.
I somehow found a way to find a small moving company to go and surprise her the next day and move everything for her from her condo to another condo.
Did you do this while long distance, or were you in Arizona when this happened?
I was long distance.
Oh, very cool.
So
very cool. So made all the arrangements.
So she called me crying at 8 a.m. She said, there's a moving company here. I don't know if there's some mistake, but they said that that they're here to move me from my condo and help me move everything over.
That's so sweet. Yes. That is
and
very good.
And she said, why would you do this? And I said, look, I've been trying to sleep with you for the past 3 months. Your legs are like Fort Knox. I can't get in. This is the if you're happy, I'm happy. We don't have to sleep together. It's okay. I just want to make sure that you can move from one place to another without, you know, putting too much effort into it. You deserve better.
You should have hired that company to move her legs.
Mine would be, I went out back in the day, right? Was it after I got fired? I think so. No, it's before I got fired. I went out to Napa and went to a really expensive restaurant in Napa and made arrangements to have the engagement ring delivered as dessert.
And, oh, that's awesome.
A surprise dessert. And they brought it out, and they had a little thing over it, and they lifted it up, and there was the ring. And and I'll never forget that. I never got tears. I never got the tears. I think she realized what she was in for. It's like, well, I might as well accept. I don't have much of a choice.
No joy.
That's all
no joy.
We had a wonderful, joyous time out there. It was absolutely magnificent. We had a truly special week. And
what about the crying? But I'm saying
the crying, I'll never forgive her for. I'll never forgive her that I wanted, because I'm a crier. You know, because I cry.
It's no big deal. Carrie cries all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she didn't. We've gotten more like emotional with each other as our relationship has grown
right
now. But when I'm really, really super deluxe in love with my wife is when she's happy and excited about something.
Emotional.
It's simple. Like yesterday was an example. She's at this little dive bar and she's just happy. She's got her little hot wings. She's got her cold beer, and she's sitting there and she's talking, and I'm looking at her going, I just love that you're excited about life.
Yes.
That to me is what the big L is, I think. That's what it ultimately comes down to. In her case, it's looking at me and realizing that she will be wheeling me to my son's high school graduation. You know, I think that's what it's going to be. I think that's love, that she'll be. I really do believe, because I base it on the way she takes care of Beluga, who's like 90 and
failing,
dog years.
Failing, yeah.
I look at the way she's caring for Beluga, and I'm just going on a hunch that she might take care of me the same way. And I'm hoping that's the case when
that's
I get
sweet.
Into my 90s.
You know
that's
what would be great say. Is if we could ask this question to Pony. We can.
Oh, Rob.
Pony. Oh, when Rob. You were in love and before your cheating girlfriend broke your heart.
Yes.
She didn't cheat on me. She was just crazy.
Okay, before she went crazy.
Cheated on you mentally.
Yes.
Yeah, mental cheating.
What happened?
You know, we have
my most romantic thing
moment,
I ever did.
Yeah.
Boy. I actually one time I did send flowers to the girl that I was dating at the time. I sent flowers to her work and it would have been romantic. Except she broke up with me, and I had to cancel the flowers and rescind everything, and it really wasn't that great, but it would have been the most romantic thing ever.
Okay, good to know.
Happy Valentine's Day, Tony.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Rob's playing a little Rolling Stones for you, Tony, but you know what? I predict after 2018, things are going to be on the up and up with eHarmony and all that.
For sure.
Tell him Mick Jagger, WAVA. But anyway, it's
how do you everything. Spit out of that?
Good luck.
Everything's gonna be hunky dory.
I thought you were gonna say that you like got a geisha
something
dress to dress your girlfriend up in or something like that.
No,
hit romance with that. Rob. One more time.
One more. All right. Yeah. Very good. Okay, here we go.
Hey everybody, WAVA, how you doing? It's the Matt Bloom Show for a Wednesday afternoon. Hopefully everybody's having a fantastic time. Yeah, big day for me. I'm going to Dulles Airport. My package arrived. That's right. Full-size woman coming in from Asia. Oh boy.
sorry.
Immigration.
We really need to
forever.
Very, very exciting. All right, we've got to take a break. When we come back, news you may not need, including...
We have one more break.
Mm.
What has happened? You got to help me out.
I've been trying.
You know you're not trying hard enough. That doesn't do it for me. That means like...
New system.
Jesus Christ, I've done it 2 days.
We'll figure it out.
All right,
we'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies.
Good timing.
Lunch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. If you need it, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Listen up, people. We don't want to die.
Here, here.
So, in order to save yourself from some smoke inhalation or carbon monoxide,
right?
Why not get involved with our item of the day, the first alert, SCOSCNN combination smoke and carbon monoxide alarm battery operated smoke detector. Do it today.
Thank you very much. Amazon really does have everything. You can find that and more at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
News.
Boo. Gonna break it up today. We're gonna do it in two parts. That's the way we're gonna do this. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Happy to have you with us. Charles in charge. His name is Alexander Polinsky. Does anybody know that name?
He was the child star on Charles in Charge, right?
He's always had Nicole Eggert's back when it comes to her claims against Scott Baio. And yesterday, he detailed the abuse that he allegedly suffered at Scott's hands.
Hmm.
At a press conference yesterday, he said it started when he was 11 or 12 and new to the show. He saw Scott backstage with Nicole on his lap. So he hopped up on Scott's lap, too, thinking it was all innocent fun.
Okay.
But he said Scott threw him off and called him a homosexual slur. Those slurs would continue, as would other abuse, like Scott pulling his pants down, throwing a cup of hot tea in his face, and exposing himself to this kid. Now, Scott responded with, I think, a press conference where he wasn't there, but it was representation for Scott Baio, denying these allegations. So it's just an ugly little situation.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know,
it's sad.
It's a sad, sad situation. And it just seems like all was not happy on the set of that television show. So,
I think to get to the bottom of it, we need to speak to Willie Ames.
Willie Ames, that's right. Willie Ames. No, I'm not hitting that again. That's what I was going to hit. Metallica will receive do you know this, Rob? The Polar Music Prize this spring. Are you familiar with that?
I don't know this. What is it?
It's basically the Nobel Prize for Music and recognizes international excellence.
Okay.
They will also receive about $126,000, which isn't much to these guys. So they're doing something good with it. They're donating the money to their All Within My Hands organization, which helps communities in need with workforce education, food bank donations, and other local services. Previous winners of the award include Sting, Emmy Lou Harris, Chuck Berry, Paul Simon, Peter Gabriel, Pink Floyd, Bob Dylan, and Paul McCartney.
Amazing company, and good for them for donating it. That's good. I like
there
that.
There it is. And before we break, one more story I want to share this with you. These are three updates from day six of the Olympics in South Korea. I watched a little of it last night. This happened late last night, so it might be a spoiler. Turn down your radio if you haven't heard, or if you have heard, forget it. U.S. skier Michaela Schifrin won gold in the giant slalom. 4 years ago, she won gold in the regular slalom when she was just 18. She's the youngest person ever to win it. Now, I was watching this last night, this game. The U.S. men's hockey team in control of this game and then suffered a very rough loss to Slovenia. They were up by 2 goals in the third period. I thought they had it in hand, but Slovenia clawed their way back and won in overtime. We are now ranked 5th and they are 15th, so it was a pretty big upset.
Yeah.
We still have a shot at a medal, even gold,
it just makes it a little harder. So sometimes in these tournaments, it's a wake-up call. We'll see what happened. The NHL, by the way, was worried about injuries and didn't let the pros play in the Olympics this year. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that
either. That's the first time in two decades. So our team's not nearly as strong as usual, but it also affects other countries, too, like Canada and Russia. I did not know
that's
that.
That's some wild hockey stuff.
Jenny eating wings instead. U.S. speed skater Brittany Bowe just missed out on a medal in the women's 1,000 meters early yesterday morning. She lost the bronze by less than 0.4 seconds and finished fourth. But she still has a chance in the 500 meters and the team event. I'm all in. I'm loving the Olympics. And what time now for a diversion? We do need that. And I won't even tell you what Carla Dr. Heddinen told me, that there may be possibly another school shooting today. We just got that. We'll take a break and come back with the rest of news you may not need right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
The Mike O'Mara Show is made possible by contributions from the Cappy Pfeiffer Foundation, Charles and Barbara Moody, the Stephen D. McIntyre Charitable Trust, the Oscar F. Santana Scholarship Program, Pony Boys Club of Fairfax, the Chubbuck Feuerbach Dinner Club Foundation, and by the generous support of listeners like you who have purchased a bonus show package and have shopped through the Amazon portal at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you.
That is Jimmy Amato.
Oh, man. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Playapod. Listen up, because things just got a lot better for your podcast. It's really, really great. Listeners, you're going to love this. Introducing the latest TM Soft creation. It's called Playapod. It's available for Android and iOS. Playapod is the best way to listen to any podcast. Playapod allows you to easily search and subscribe to all your favorite podcasts. Plus, it has cross-platform syncing, so you can grab any device and continue podcast playback right where you left off. Playapod is also the only app that displays exactly what you've listened to or skipped over, and with time-coded bookmarks, you can quickly replay your biggest laughs and favorite moments. But the best part about Playapod, free!
Free!
Free! And even more good news, TM Soft is hard at work updating all of the TMOS apps. As soon as they get done, they'll have all the great Playapod features. So, what are you waiting for? Just visit playapod.com or so and search for Playapod at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, and they're going to be featured on the Google Play Store, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be on the face of it, Mike.
Face!
That's Playapod by TM Soft. Download it for free. Download it today. And we thank you. You know the only thing that's more American than seeing Bigfoot?
What?
Filing a lawsuit about it.
Suing Bigfoot?
Not technically. Suing okay. about Bigfoot.
Oh, okay.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Hey, Bigfoot. Yes, you had to be a Bigfoot, didn't you?
hadn't done that in a long time.
Weird.
That was
weird
a moment.
A woman named Claudia Ackley from Crestline in Southern California swears she saw Bigfoot when she was hiking last March, but she's upset that the state isn't taking her seriously. Oh, so God. Now she's suing California to try to make the state recognize that Bigfoot exists.
You better recognize.
And classify him as a species. She has
a. I think there has to be more than one to be a species, right?
I would think so. Yeah, she's got a court hearing next month. I'd like to be in that front row. Hey, what do you have to say? Opening statements, wingnut. Thank you very much. Okay, here are the top 8 things that distract us while driving. Okay. This is big fat news. Wait. That's why I broke it up in two today. Number one, checking out apps on your phone. That yeah, I cannot oh my stand God. It when my all wife time. Does that. I wish she would not do that. Carla, don't look at your phone when you're driving. 92% of people say it's distracting. Texting or emailing, same thing.
Sure.
91% say it's distracting, but 53% of them admit to doing it anyway. Put the phone inside a glove compartment. Just leave it alone. All right, Oscar, is everything
I'm printing
okay?
out letters for you, one breaks 1 through 5 for you.
Okay.
Please continue. Do not mind me.
Letters for what?
I think so we don't have a commercial mix-up again.
Ever.
Whoa.
I'm being proactive.
He's putting a system in place.
Oh, thank you.
A system in place, yes.
All right. Talking on the phone, 54%. Looking at the GPS, 47%. Eating, 39%.
Never distracts me. It helps me remain focused.
Eating while driving is fine unless it's loose food or a taco.
Well, what I have, what's really tough is walnuts.
Why would you eat walnuts while you're driving?
Well, they're delicious.
The Big Mac is probably almost impossible.
That's a drippy sandwich.
Just can't really
do it. It's the messiest of all.
Here's one that drives me, especially with radio people, changing the radio station 30%. Our car's warning sounds. Why is that on the list? How, you know, I guess you got a rough car if that's happening, but also you're kind of easily distracted.
Well, I gotta out my dad on this one because sometimes he goes out without his hearing aids in, and because he's old school, if it's just around the neighborhood, he won't have his seatbelt on, so he'll call me on the Bluetooth, and I'll just hear in the background the whole time, boom, boom.
Hey,
boom,
how are you? How you
boom.
Doing?
He says,
hey,
how you doing? What's going on? Boom, boom. I'm like, put on your seatbelt.
The last one is talking to other people in the car. Oh, come on.
In
for
the
God's
car?
Sakes. I'm not giving that up.
Boo.
I like talking in the car.
Conversation.
Come on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something something, complete with multiple jokes.
Thank
multiple
you.
Mediocre, horrible jokes.
You go for quantity.
A 32-year-old man just flew into Lisbon, Portugal from Brazil. But when he landed in the airport, he didn't land in the airport. There wasn't a big swimming pool in the airport. He landed.
Okay? Down at the airport.
Junior broadcasters, that's it. When he landed, some agents there realized he was under investigation for drug trafficking. And they didn't have to work too hard to figure out how he was trying to bring drugs into Portugal. Because one thing about the guy really stood out. His voluptuous backside.
Oh,
that is
nice.
The agent searched the guy and found out that he was wearing two fake butt cheeks, and each one had over a pound of cocaine inside.
Wow.
He was arrested for drug trafficking.
Yes, and, I guess so.
Well behaved, too, I'm told, by the authorities. Yeah, he was not a smartass. Nah, he's going away for a long time. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, the one thing they had, they interviewed the detectives, but they weren't able to find out who cracked the case. All I know is the whole thing stinks. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. I'm here all week. I appreciate
that. The butt crack is something that should have taken them away from the drugs.
That's right, Oscar. We're going to take a break.
I agree.
We'll come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, Billy Joel.
Well, you went uptown riding in.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. The Olympics and the Mike O'Mara Show aren't that different. Both are full of fun and thrills and take hard work and determination. This got me thinking that maybe the guys are more athletic than we think they are. So I thought of some TMOS competitions we'd be sure to bring home the gold in. The Mikeathlon. Drink 10 margaritas, then wash it down with a pack of nutritional yeast. The Robathlon. Make 10 Elvis references as fast as you can, followed by a tater tot casserole eating contest. And finally, the Adrianathlon. Talk for 10 minutes even though nobody's listening, followed by asking Oscar for his pain meds. Anybody can be bound for greatness. With the TMOS app, you can track your favorite TMOS athlete, get up-to-date medal counts, and listen to the show while you're at it. It's like giving your smartphone a gold medal.
Thank you very much. She's welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here to tell you about the bonus packages is the Giant. Come on in, Giant.
Oh, the Giant
is
here.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Giant.
Hey, how are you? It's the worst time of the year. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The weather is disgusting. You can't assemble your street hockey net. The flu is everywhere. And $18 million worth of maple syrup is missing. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you weak-jawed panty-waist, how about the TMOS bonus show, eh?
Huh?
Hey?
Huh?
Hey?
Hey, Giant. You're really tall.
Show.
So tall.
Oh, man. I'm sitting down. Do you want me to stand up?
No. I don't know that I can take it.
I'll tell you why now.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Hey, how you doing down there?
Giant.
Hey, let me sit back down. Hold on.
Ironically, he shops at Safeway.
Thank you. The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week. It will change you from a bickering loss to a snickering boss. What? Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com, click on the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Or keep it for yourself in your pants.
You watch it, Giant.
Oh. let us cheer you up for a mere pittance. So please don't be a comedy band. Don't be a comedy cancer. And we thank you.
Like awesome.
And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio bowl. Rob Spiewak for Thursday, February 15. Yeah.
Well, Giant, are you going to stay around for the audio vault?
Sure.
That'd be great.
Giant, can you see these that we have in our hand now, as far as breaks are concerned?
Yeah, break one. Yeah.
Yes, I don't really and then we.
You know what?
All the way through
to. I'm not going to need that. I am not going to need that. Okay. I will never forget my place again. It was just a little rant. Mike, can we get Mike in here, please?
Hold on to these numbers, though, for ranking of interns.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Mark.
Yeah.
Ing.
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right, go ahead.
We've all had bad flights. I'm sure we've all had good flights. But what if you're on a flight from Lufthansa from Germany to Newark? That's an 8-hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a screaming toddler on it. This has gone viral. This is from a few months ago, but it went viral yesterday on YouTube. Could you stand this in your plane for 8 hours?
You can hear the tone of the parents.
Yeah.
You can already hear the ton of the candy ass parents.
I can't.
So 8 hours. 8 hours they went through that. And I can only think of one way that would possibly be acceptable is if maybe there was a band.
Is that somebody really playing that?
No.
Or if you don't like the 80s, maybe you like classic rock. That's the theme to CS. I want to get off this plane. All right, you know.
But also, Mike made a point about the parents.
Oh, it's all parents.
Because my
parents.
Mom would have given
by the tone of the parent going, "No, don't be."
My mom would have given me a cocacho right there, yeah, right,
mm-hmm.
right in the head,
a hit to the ear, right?
No, I know a hit to the head with a ring, which would hurt initially, but would dull all pain.
All right, are you familiar? You know the Roots. That's the band on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Yes.
Questlove,
yes,
was doing an interview, and he actually sat down to dinner through a series of circumstances with O.J. Simpson, and O.J. told him that if the Roots would do a song saying he was innocent, everything would be okay.
I had dinner with O.J. one night. It was the surrealist thing of my life, and it's like me, wow. Busta Rhymes, Scott Storch, and O.J. Simpson. You know, in the beginning it was slightly awkward. I tried to act as normal as I could. And he's like, yeah, and, you know, I used to have one of those. He's pointing at my afro and stuff. Right. 4 bottles of wine. And he says, you know, Hurricane Carter, you know, all the singers, Bob Dylan and them, they fought for Hurricane Carter's innocence. No. Oh, and, you know, no. I need the rappers to
fight for me,
make a song about me. And then by
story.
Bottle number 6, we didn't know what we were. It was the weirdest 3 hours of my life.
So maybe the 7th bottle is what would have gotten OJ his innocent song. Who knows? Hard to say.
Funny. What a great story. He's terrific, too. He's a good broadcaster. I like that.
Yesterday for Valentine's Day, Janet Jackson took to social media to thank her fans for remembering and supporting her, despite all the support Justin Timberlake got and attention for doing the Super Bowl halftime show without her. The reason I play this, this might as well be Michael Jackson talking. Listen to the way she sounds.
Hey guys, it's me. And I just want to say, you have no idea how much I love you. I want to thank you for the support and the love that you're always showing me. I appreciate you. I really do. And I love you so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Doesn't that sound just like her brother?
Oh, it is sure Michael.
Same exact register. Amazing.
Creepy. All right. And we close with this. Sometimes people get the joke. We all love Dateline. We all love Keith Morrison because of the way he reads.
Yeah. We sure do.
So on the Dateline Twitter feed yesterday, they posted literally video of Keith Morrison reading the phone book.
239 South Main Street. 815 Bias Street. 606 West Highway 20. 215 North Wood Street. 1341 Chestnut Street. 433 East Highway.
You know, I just got motivated that we got to try to book him. We
should
get him
on. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I would love to talk to him. Because you know what? Even though he has that peculiar way of talking, his stories are the best.
Oh, his stories are the best storyteller. Addicted to the guy.
Yeah, he's always on the wife kills a husband
show.
And
I didn't interview him just to hear that voice for 15 minutes. That would be fun.
Are you on Dateline? Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. But was Oscar really taking those meds?
Why did he put so much butter on his bagel? That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You guys are dicks.
Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for allowing me to vent, everybody. Yeah. And seriously, give some thought to those wonderful families down here in South Florida that are dealing with this crap today. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. And don't forget, another Political Persuasions will drop today.
Today.
Yours truly and Mr. Chris Freights of Fox News. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.